Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Tes. We're up to Sif Dalid. We're in the middle of Sif Dalid. We have just seen that halacha, if a person forgets a stone on a jug, on the mouth of a jug, or coins on a pillow, what he does is he should tilt the jug on its side so that the stone falls off, or shake the pillow so that the coins fall off. The idea being that the Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case where he forgot the stone, because if he intentionally placed the stone on the piach chavis, on the mouth of the jug, the chavis itself is muksa, and a person is not going to be able to tilt it, for this become a basis for the stone. We also saw that the Shulchan Aruch referring to a case where he needs to draw from the wine inside the jug, and same thing regarding the pillow, where one needs to lie on it. That's why they're permitted moving the muksa in this fashion, by which one does not move it directly, tiltum menatsad, but merely shakes it off. If, however, one does not require the jug or the pillow at all, but is simply concerned about the loss of the muksa itself, lest it be stolen, then even shaking the muksa is asur. This is what the Magen Avraham writes in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And if one tilts the jug or the pillow with his body and not with his hand, then we saw that from the Mishnah Berurah that it is mutter even in such a case, because he is doing what's called tiltul begufo, and that's already more lenient than tiltul menatsad. This is the idea that you can move tiltul. Total begufo, even for the sake of the forbidden item itself, not just l'tzorach gufo or makomo, but even l'tzorach atzmo, l'chamo tzel, etc. We now move on to sif katan tesvav. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that you could shake the pillow so that the coins fall off. So here we continue with Mishnah Berurah sif katan tesvav v'hamos no from the yochel tatal. And he'll then be able and be permitted to move the pillow. Why? Since the muksa has been removed from it. In any case, a person can learn at a table on Shabbos even while there are coins, shard davar muksa, or other muksa items on the other side. Even though a person will normally sway and shuckle while learning, nonetheless, lo havi psigresha, it is not a psigresha, a certainty that the muksa will move. Okay. The idea here is that in this case, if the coins would certainly move as a result of learning at the table, one would be required to shake the money off before doing so. Although he does not intend to move the coins, their movement is a psigresha. Generally, however, the movement of the coins, as we see here, is not a psik resha, and learning at the table is therefore permitted. We continue on with the Shulchan Aruch. If this jug, this chavis, it's more like a jug, barrel, was bein achavios, so it was situated among the other chavios in a manner that he was unable to tilt it, lahatoy say summon kaimai, he was unable to tilt it in its place. He can lift it up as is, along with the stone, and move it to another place to tilt it there, so that the stone will, right? So that the stone will fall off. Kadesha yipol me aleha. Mr. Bruce have gotten test Zion, but inyan she'eno yachol, in a manner that he is unable. So saying the jug was with other jugs, so he's unable to tilt it in its place. Why? Because he's concerned that the stone should not fall upon another chavis and break it. We continue on. Sif katan yud zayin, yochal lagbia. He may lift it up here along with the stone. The harehu rak tiltul menatsad, because this is only tiltul menatsad. Why? Since he's not moving the mukta directly, only along with the permitted item.
V'kavanaso gam kein b'shvil shutzorich la'heter. And once again, his intent is because he requires the permitted item. V'kanoimer la'el, as we said earlier in Sefkatan Yadalid. V'davaz eshari, and this is permitted, as we will see coming up in Shin Yud Aleph. Even so, earlier on in this sif, where it discusses a case where it was feasible to shake off the muksa, so then one must shake off the muksa, the muksa. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Im hinicham aleim midaito al das yisharu shan v'gnizah Shabbos asu lahatos lenoyer. Now we come to the site of buses, that if however one placed the stone or coin on this chavis or pillow intentionally, with intent that they remain there at the onset of Shabbos, it is going to be usher to tilt the jug or to shake the pillow. Let's see. Mishnah Berurah. Some big Mishnah Berurahs here. Here we go. If katan yud ches al das sheyisharu, with intent that they remain there at the onset of Shabbos. So here he goes. Aval menicham bekavana bechavana bechol v'lo ayadaita beferish yisharu sham b'Shabbos. What happens, however, if one placed the mukta items there intentionally during the week without explicit intention that they remain there on Shabbos, and subsequently he forgot v'yachakach shechecham sham, and subsequently afterwards he forgot them there. Mikri shoycheyach, this is considered forgetting. And it's not going to be considered what? A basis. This is what the Kisvei Maharai says. Das habayis yosef, the Beis Yosef holds, da'afilu inicham be'erev Shabbos, even if he what? Placed them there on Erev Shabbos, kol shalo ayadaito beferish yishayir sham beknisas Shabbos. As long as he doesn't have explicit das, that it should be there in the onset of Shabbos, that even if he placed them there on Erev Shabbos, right, as long as he did not have explicit intention to remain there at the onset of Shabbos, and at Bein HaShmashos, he's saying now, he forgot to remove it from there, Gam Zehu B'chlal Shachach. This too is considered Shachach. V'hinei B'ikir Din Basis Masik B'magen Avram, Masik B'magen Avram. He writes here that regarding the basic law of buses, the Magen Avraham concludes as follows: the low mikri buses ella in kein hiniach alav dvar hukta hamukta b'shvil sheyisyashev alav b'tov aval mashem manichin b'derech akroy k'mo shiragil lahasim b'teva chafatzim elu al elu b'nei she'ein lo revach lefanos lechochefetz makom b'shulei ateva ki hayavna lo choshev maniach ella shorcheach. So here the Magen Avraham, he quotes the Magen Avraham, that whose masik concludes that an item is not considered a basis unless one placed a muktzah item upon it in order for it to be properly situated there. But if the practice of placing items, right, haphazardly, right, if he's, right, the normal scenario where a person places items haphazardly, as people commonly place items one on top of the other in a box because there's not enough place to make room for each item at the bottom of the box, such a situation is not halachically considered placing, but rather, according to the Magen Avraham, it's considered shachach, it's considered the halachic category of forgetting, and it is thus permitted to move the mutter, continue on, the taltel chayfet ha-mutter, acha shenira muktzah me'elav, and it will thus be mutter to move the permitted item after the muktzah has been shaken off of it. Wow. Umikomakom, however, he says, nevertheless, nevertheless, the box itself is a basel davar aser according to all opinions, provided the muksa item is of greater importance than the other items in the box. The aser l'taltala, and then it will be aser to move it. Daha akol ponim daito haya sheyemuna chamuksa b'teva, because the bottom line is he did have in mind that the muksa should rest in the box itself. This is what the Chayyadim writes. So therefore, it comes out, Lefizet, That which is the minhag on Shabbos, to remove the upper tablecloth from the table after the goy has removed the menorah from it. This is okay according to the halacha. Why? Why is this okay according to the halacha? Why? Why is this going to be okay according to halacha? Because the menorah does not need to be specifically on the tablecloth, but rather on the table. One only places the menorah on the tablecloth because he cannot make room for it on the table itself. Or because he doesn't bother to make room for it. Therefore, the tablecloth does not become a basis for the menorah that is upon it. Right, that it should be usher to move. Regarding the lower tablecloth, the tablecloth under, there is ain't sarach lecholzeh. There's no need for this whole svara here. Because he says, nowadays our minhag is to leave the bread on this tablecloth during bein hashmashos. V'nasis basis lezeh. And it will become that a basis to hu chashuv yoiser, because it is considered, the bread is considered, okay, is considered more chashuv than the menorah. However, he says, v'yesh machmir v'cholzeh, there are those that are machmir in all this. V'makoy matzorech nimer d'yesh l'hakel. Some are machmir in all of this, that meaning where the placement of the muksa on the permitted item was incidental, such as items stocked in a box or a menorah placed on top, on the top of the tablecloth. He says the makom tzarech nira diyesh lahakel. The kam achronim sovrim kivasa da magen avram, because there are a number of achronim that are making like this magen avram. Now, who is the machmir shita here? It's the Taz, okay. According to the Taz, Prima Gadim says it's also to move the portion of the upper tablecloth upon which the menorah is situated, but not the rest of the tablecloth, which is not supporting the menorah. You know, the Luvu Sheisrad, however, implies that the Taz actually asks moving the entire tablecloth, since it's all considered one unit, etc., etc. But he says, Makam Matzarech, he could be Mekel. He says here, Kine Kana Shaltana Gailis, or Kina, sorry, not Kana, Kina. Kina Shaltana Gailis, a nest of a chicken. Yeshon Beitz, and it has an egg, Sheyesh Ba Efroach. And it has an egg which has a little chickie inside it. Sheosa Beitz Asura Batilta, so that the Beitza is usher to be moved. Afshal Yada Bod Yom Sheyeshava Beitza, even though he was not aware before the Shabbos that there would be an egg there, nevertheless, since this is a regular occurrence, havi kemaniach velo havi kishocheach, it's considered like he placed it there and not like he forgot it, and therefore the nase akina buses la beitza, the nest will become like a buses to the beitza. V'chein b'chol makom kiyotze b'zeh b'davar shetakul yos hamukta alav, and any other case, the same applies. That what? That an item that regularly has muksa upon it is certainly in the category of being placed. Therefore, for example, a wallet containing money is a buses, even if there was no specific intention to leave the money there on Shabbos.
Sif katan yutes, v'knisas ha-Shabbos, where they're talking about the onset of Shabbos, that he had in mind that it would remain there at the onset of Shabbos, meaning hainu kol zman bein hashmashos, that is during the entire bein hashmashos. Sif katan chaf. So also lahatois unayah. So that's when it's going to be also to tilt the jug or to shake it. Why? The nase achavis akar buses hainu kain umakoyim moishav targum lechano le besisa. Right? He's going to nasis. That was in brackets. But the nase achavis akar buses la muksa shaleim behein gufa mukta. Right? So this chavis in the pillow becomes a buses. He points out here that the buses is an Aramaic word meaning a cane, a base, and a resting place. The Aramaic translation of lechino is lebesiso. Anyway, but as we said, it's the jug, the chavis, and the pillow become a buses to the muksa that's upon them, and therefore they are consequently muksa v'heim kufa muksa. They are consequently muksa themselves. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes now a Yesh Om. Yesh Om dafilo nicham sham al das sheyisharu sham b'knisas the Shabbos kidei sheyitleim b'Shabbos muter lahatois ulanar b'Shabbos lo asu el b'manicham al das sheyisharu sham kol haShabbos. He quotes here now that there are the Yesh Omim. There are some that say that even if one placed the stone or the coins with intent that they remain there at the onset of Shabbos, but planned to remove them during Shabbos, according to this opinion, it's permitted to tilt the jug and to shake the pillow on Shabbos. And this opinion holds that the only aser moving the base in a case where one placed the muktzah items upon it with intent that they remain there for the entire Shabbos. Now just continue with the Ramah on this. So the Ramah then says, V'az, afil nita la iser misham asul taltal akli, v'yachash nasen basen l'vrasur l'mukza, l'mikzaz ha-shabbos asur kol ha-shabbos kula, v'chein b'chol mukza. So the Ramah here comes and says, and in that case where he intended to leave the mukza there the entire Shabbos, then even if this asur item is removed from there, right, even if this mukta item is removed from there, it's forbidden to, it's usur to move the kli. Once it has become basis ladavar, usur for a part of Shabbos, it's usur to move it for the entire Shabbos. And this applies to all mukta, right? As we stated, right? V'chein b'chol mukta, v'chein yisa l'kamen, simen shin yud. We saw this by all mukta, that once something is usur for part of Shabbos, it will remain that way for the rest of Shabbos, even if it actually falls off. The only issue here, according to this Yesh Omrim that Rama was pointing out, is that it only became a busus if he had in mind that it would be there for the entire Shabbos. It just happened to fall off, so then it would still retain its busus muksa status. Okay, we'll do the last line of the Rama after. Let's just do now this whole Yesh Omrim with the Rama that relates to it. Sif katan chaf aleph, the Yesh Omrim da afilu. So the Mishnah Berurah here says that some say that even if one places a stone or the coins with the intent, right, that it will be there for the beginning of Shabbos, it won't be muksa unless his intent was it should be there for the whole Shabbos. So what is the shita? Sir lud lo nasis buses klal. This opinion holds that it won't be a buses at all. Kevin shechashal l'salak me'alav muksa achakach. Since one had intent to later remove the muksa from upon it, so it's not going to be buses. V'makom seida yesh l'smoch al de'ezu. He says in the case of financial loss, one can rely on this opinion, comes the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Achronim. The Da, the Afilu De'azu, he says, you should know, even according to this Deya, the Stavar the Dafka Shif Kishachishay Behedya L'Salik Achakach HaMutzah B'Shabbos. This Kula, Shita, was only if he had explicit intent to remove it, okay, sometime on Shabbos, either Ayyidei Nir, either by knocking it off, right, by shaking it off, or Ayyidei Eni Hudi with a guy, or Dover Shadarko B'Kach L'Salik HaMutzah Achakach, or if it is an item from which the muksa is normally later removed, for example, like we have by submerging a pot to retain its heat, it doesn't become a buses to the muksa types of lint in which it is submerged, as the poskim have stated. Since this is normally removed during the course of the Shabbos, I'm quoting from the Shar HaTzion. Check out the Sif Katan Chav Ches. Right, that's he says. If you go in the Indian Hatmanas Hakadera, the Onasis buses with Yizet Semesh at Muna Behem, Kamoshi Kasva Paiskim. Okay, so he continues on the Mishnah Berurah.
אבל אם חשב בסתמה שיהיה מונח עליו המוקצה בשבס, לכולי אמן עשיס בסיס, אף לא חשב בהדיה שיהיה מונח עליו כל השבס. So he says here, so don't kid yourself, because if one intended simply the muksa would rest upon the base on Shabbos, but you didn't like specifically have in mind that it's going to come off sometime on Shabbos, then all agree with the first opinion that it becomes a basis, even though he did not explicitly intend that it would rest upon it the entire Shabbos. And we continue on Sif Kat on Chav Beis, Beknisas HaShabbos. If his mindset was specifically to be there only for the beginning of Shabbos, Sifkat Chavdeis, beginning of Shabbos, Hu Adin Afilu Im Chashav Sheimunach Alav Kol Hayom, and the same would be if he had in mind that it should be there the whole day, Ad Eizes Man, up until any point, Kodem Shkiyas Achama, Biyachar Kach Masalkam, according to his opinion. So if he has in mind to take it off sometime before the Shkiyah, the next day of Shabbos, Gam Kein Lo Mikri Basis, it won't be considered a Basis, according to his opinion, because he had in mind for some time on Shabbos, before Shkiyah, Shabbos day, to take it off. And if he would then, in that, such a case, change his mind to knock it off earlier, he'd be allowed to. Why? To came into Eno al kol yom haShabbos lo chal shein basis pal. Since it's not was not put there in order for it to remain on that basis for the whole Shabbos, so it's not considered a basis at all. He'd therefore be able to shake it off by moving the basis. Aval in chashav l'salek ben hashmadas, avik kibisha chashav al kol hayom. However, if he intended to remove it during ben hashmashos, then it's considered like he intended for it to remain there the entire day. Right? Avik kibisha chashav al kol hayom. The ben hashmashos sfafek laila, because ben hashmashos has the halachic status of Safek Laila, and therefore, since all of Ben HaShemashos is subject to the Safek, and any moment of the period may be the end of Shabbos, one who had intent to leave the Muksa Ayin there until Ben HaShemashos is viewed as having intended that it remain there for the entire Shabbos in terms of his intent. Now the truth is, this requires a shtickle further analysis, because some Paiskim, and the Mishnah Berurah among them, happen to hold that an item that serves as a bus is falling part of Ben HaShemashos at the beginning of Shabbos is not considered muksa. And they explain that since the Isser of muksa is Derabbanan, we can be lenient and assume that Shabbos had not yet truly arrived at the time the muksa was upon it. So why are we then makel in the other direction and assume that the intended time of removal was before nightfall? So this has to do, obviously, with the nature of Ben HaShemashos and being going Lekula. So the poskim discuss this seeming little stira. Again, because on one hand, if it was only on for part of Ben HaShemashos, so then we don't say that it's going to be muksa for the whole day. So that's interesting. Okay, move now on to Sif Katan Chaf Gimel. So the Ramah had said that even according to this opinion, so true, even when he does have in mind that it's there for the whole Shabbos, if it falls off, it will, even according to this Yesh Omrim, it will remain a basis, because once it's muksa, right, meeting the Sayyid Ben HaShemashos, once something is muksa throughout the whole Ben HaShemashos for sure, it will remain muksa for the rest of Shabbos. So let's look at Sifkaton Chaf Gimel. So he says, in that case, even if the muksa item is removed, so he says, "Zekoi gama de'rishon." This is according to even the first opinion, namely, "Tafilo enicho el leknisa al kol hayom." Tafilo enicho el leknisa Shabbos. Sorry, el leknisa Shabbos. Venita lachakach mikol makom aser akli kol Shabbos. Right. This is according to all opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that intent to leave the muksa in place for even part of Shabbos is going to be enough to create a basis, according to this opinion, even if you place muksa upon kli for the beginning of Shabbos, for the onset of Shabbos alone, and it was then removed, nonetheless, the kli is forbidden for the entire Shabbos. As we said, this is the general halacha of Migo Diskatsoi, Ben HaShemashos, Diskatsoi Lekuli Yoma. Since it was muksa during Ben HaShemashos, it is muksa the entire day. Whew! sif katan chav dalid v'chein b'chol mukza. And the same thing would apply to all mukza. Could go in grogaros v'tzimukim. Shes yabshu b'shabbos v'nasurim l'chila. Afilu hachi havi mukza l'chol shabbos kevan d'iskatzoi le'bein hashmashos. This is like one of the classic examples of nidis katzoi bein hashmashos. Namely the case of grogaris and simukin, dried figs and raisins that were drying on Shabbos, and during the process of drying they became unsuitable and then suitable for eating. So during Ben HaShemashos they were unsuitable for eating, so the muksa for the entire Shabbos based on this principle of Migo de Iskatsoye Ben HaShemashos. We now move on to Sif Katan Chaf Hey. But before we do that, we must go to the Ramah. Im adam hiniach dvar muksa al shel chaveiro. If a person puts a muksa item on someone else's item, you do not say, lo amrina, then that's a basa davar asa. You don't say that because of basa davar asa, because of the principle, ein adam oiser shel chaveiro. A person cannot go ahead and ask for someone else's stuff, shalom vidaito, without his consent. Mishnah Brura here, Sif Katan Chav Hey. Dvar Muksa, Vafilim Hadavar Muksa, Hu Gamkein Shel Chaveiro. Even if the item that's Muksa is also the person who he's putting the item on, even if that's also his item, meaning Reuven went ahead and had a joint item with Shimon, it was Muksa, and Reuven went ahead and put it on Shimon's non-Muksa item, he cannot go. That would not go ahead and make Shimon's item a basis and muksa. Sifkat l'chav vav lomar. Meaning, I had the middle of tadla kli kishetzarach la achashi yinaya muksa mimenu. Meaning that it is going to be mutter to move the kli if one needs it after shaking off the muksa from it. Again, once again, just a reminder. Just because it's not a basis, if you have muksa on it, it's only allowed to be moved and shaken off because it's total minatzad. If one needs the item, one needs the place. Tzarech gufo, tzarech mekomo. We move on here. Sif katan chaf zayin, shalom itaito. Ach, imasa kein letovas chavero, uminastam nichalei bezeh, kigon shenata ruven kli v'amido v'vod yom tachas haner v'shimo. Kidei she'ipo haner l'socho v'lo diadleika, v'nafal haner l'socho kone v'yashmashos, v'yabesoch harachar v'yashmashos, nasis hakli bosses l'haner, So this is the case, even though a person cannot go ahead with a muksa item and ask someone else's item by placing it on top of it, if he did so and it was to the benefit of the other person whose item he put it on, and we can assume that the other person who owns the buses would be pleased by its placement there, then it does become a basis. For example, he gives here, right, that Reuven took a kli belonging to Shimon, placed it under a lit candle in Shimon's house, obviously before Shabbos, so that the candle would fall into it, thereby preventing a fire. And the candle fell into the kli before Bein HaShemashos and remained there until after Bein HaShemashos. The kli becomes a basis for the candle and may not be moved the entire Shabbos, even after the candle has been removed. And this has been stated by many achronim. He says here, derech achayim is inclined to paskin that if one intended to later remove the muksa during the course of Shabbos, we can combine the possibility that one cannot render another person's object forbidden, even when acting for his benefit, with the other opinion, with the yesh omrim mentioned above. So that in this case, where both kulas apply, it is not considered a basis at all, right? Nuchal etzar bezed as yesh oimim anomaleel, the bezed lo mikri basis klal, and that is not going to be considered a basis at all. Finally, sif hey, 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 hey. We'll do hey, hey, hey tomorrow.